Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The people on this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about, so please don't buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation, as it's just opinion. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 372. It's the weekend podcast, the last weekend before big fat Santa Claus empties his sacks in your bedroom. Steve, you looking forward to Santa coming? You've been a good boy on the good boy list this year?
I'm looking forward to him coming in my bedroom, yes?
Yes. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not shout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
Ta-ta.
Yeah. All right. Are you, nice weekend. Nice week, boys.
It's been good. It's the market started to recover a little bit.
Santa rallied, didn't he? A little bit there on the 15th. Yeah. It hasn't stopped. It hasn't stopped. It will now keep grinding. We've had a pullback, 2 days of pullback. Having said that, the penny stocks, I mean, like we said, you know, on the 12th trading day of Christmas, Santa, he comes in, buys all the stocks, Santa, and all his elves are in town, so start buying. That's what happens. The elves just see the stock market, the little flashing lights, they love it. So, oh, buy. Yeah, buy. That's the little elves. I buy. They're just hitting the button, and it's obviously on Santa's account. So, hey, calm down, you maniacs. So it happened. And do you know what? Sometimes, right, you get a situation that presents itself that doesn't seem, at the time, an opportunity.
I think I know where you're going.
Yes, I'm talking about when you two came down last weekend and ended up making love.
Right.
To each other.
Right.
I mean, first of all, you both didn't know you were you attractive in that way.
Yeah,
all it took was a couple of pints. And, greased the oils of love. And literally, you know, I walked in on you halfway through the night. Just keep it down, yeah? You can enjoy yourself in a sexual way. I don't mind that in the bedroom, in my son's bedroom while he's not here. I don't mind that. Just keep the noise down, yeah? Because Daphne from next door, a 90-year-old lady next door, was telling us, what's going on there then? No, but I was saying, yeah, I'm talking about...
Justin, you have a very, very warped sense of imagination.
I'm just reporting what happened, Peter and Stephen.
Okay, fine.
There's no denial there, is it? From Steve's side.
He's not denying it, that's what I'm worried about there.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, happened, yeah.
Steve, are you there?
Yeah.
Cool. It is hard to tell sometimes on the podcast. Yeah. I think if he can cut off, you know, he just sitting there.
He's silent, nodding.
Yeah. Can you not tell by the heavy breathing?
Yeah,
it's always
even
there.
Sometimes when you say his name, he doesn't answer. So how the heck do we know? We're not on video. We can't tell.
He had an image bubble above his head there. He was just thinking about that scene that you were painting.
He's loving that. What I'm talking about was Audio Boom, which I'm a stockholder of. And it shot. They did a profit warning on Monday, and basically a revenue warning because the revenue is booked late, so they couldn't report it in this year's financial figures. And because of that, it dropped by 30% on Monday.
Yeah.
I thought, what is going on here? Eh? I've been slowly accumulating this stock, and that was nuts. It went down from like just over 4 pence. Four pence just down to take 30% off, and then went down again the next day, another 12%. I thought, what the hell? Almost like 50% in 2 days.
But who was selling? I mean, because it can't have been many people, because it's a relatively low level, hasn't it? It hasn't, like, there can't be many people that have bought at like 2.5p and then selling when it...
People are selling them. Well, the market makers were market
they just panicked.
Market makers were market down a little bit. In fact, I had a market maker on the podcast in the week.
I heard.
Dispelling the myths and, you know, fantasy that people say that market makers... But no, if you do get a bit of selling, you get some bad... I suppose market makers will... I don't know if they look through... I don't know, RNSs. But they'll mark it down, get a couple of sales, mark it down. And so I just bought some more. I thought, well, I'm in here. I'm in quite large on this. Let's just buy some more. I sort of know, I read the RNS a couple of times. I thought, it's a delay in the revenues. That doesn't mean they've lost it. The revenues aren't lost. They'll be in quarter one of the next year.
But here's the thing with
I bought twice, actually, below 3p. And now listen, and the last 2 days, and I got Rob Proctor on the, he sent him an email. I said, come on the podcast. Robbie came on. And he chatted, and again, we had to release an RNS after my interview.
I saw that.
In the interview with him saying comments made on the podcast. Because apparently he did suggest a couple of things that weren't price sensitive, but he thought were maybe close to near the knuckle.
Announcement next Monday, I was thinking he was saying, wasn't it?
Yes, he did allude to an announcement happening very soon.
So did the price recover?
The price recovered, yeah, and some. So listen, so I bought twice, sub 3p, and now looking at my portfolio, I'm now up by 8.7% on that stock overall.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, if you'd really, you know, sometimes opportunities present themselves like that, and you don't take them as opportunities, you sit there and think, oh no, and some people sell like crazy, and you know, but.
But here's the thing that I was thinking about that one is when it dropped to say 2.5p on whatever Monday, Tuesday, or whatever. The thing with AIM really is that the recovery then the last 2 or 3 days, what's that based on? That's just based on
there's news people, coming out.
Well, yeah, okay. So, but then the uncertainty that caused it to drop so rapidly, you know, it could have gone even further down, couldn't it? So at 2.5p.
The thing is, it was oversold, right? First of all, people didn't read the RNS, and he did say there were delays, I think. Read the top line, and then you get, and then other, you know, headlines, sort of people who write up, you know, summarize news and just say, revenue warning or profit warning, and that's all is enough sometimes to shake the tree, you know? People just, they jump ship. If you're in a tree and you jump in ship, I don't know how that works.
No. But quite often with profits warnings and people saying that, below market expectation, blah, 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 you'll see a dive like that, especially in an AIM stock, you'll see a dive like that, and then it doesn't recover like in the next 2 or 3 days like...
No, because nothing's really changed. Okay, the timing has changed of the revenue, of the reporting of the revenue, but then some... added some more value. By, you know, it came on and, you know, give a good, I think, a frank account of the company, mentioned that their priority now is not just about, getting lots of partners on, but monetizing what they have. So it's trying to get as much revenue on board as possible. They're focusing on that. Their development team has been, working, burning quite a bit of cash. So they're aware of the cash burn, and that's going to be coming back a bit, by the sounds of it. And also, he mentioned a couple of deals here and there. So is the revenue still there?
So you're saying you're putting the recovery down to your podcast?
He's done a couple of interviews. What I'm saying is it helped.
Oh, okay.
He put the message out there. No, but the thing is, a lot of listen. I'm in a group on Twitter, right? With Boom Shares. I think you are as well.
I am,
and I know a lot of people in there are big holders of stock, and I think it's about 10% of the holding of Audio Boom in that group.
Right.
And a couple of the big boys bought some more. So literally, the story hadn't changed. It was oversold. It came on and embellished what we sort of knew and expanded on the story of Audio Boom. So hang on. This is a buying opportunity. It's not a selling opportunity. It's a buying opportunity right now. And some people just realise that, I think. And the selling had been overdone. So, him just...
But
what is the problem, Peter? What are you not getting here?
Well, no, I get that.
For my sake! Bloody hell! You keep badgering and talking more than a dog with a bone!
It's because probably Pete was the one who sold.
Yeah, you were one of the sellers, were you?
No.
Do you hold Audio Boom shares, don't you?
I do, and I didn't sell.
Saying then? Did you buy any more when it went down?
No, yeah. And okay, that's what I'm saying.
What are you trying to say?
What I'm saying is, when it was at 2.5p, you look at it, and I don't know, psychology of it or whatever, you sort of go, well, there's about, I would say, a 50-50 chance you could go either way. Because, yes, they might recover.
It's not a 50-50 chance, is there? Because it could stay, it could go up, go down, or stay where it is.
Okay, 33%.
Yeah.
0.333.
Thanks. Chance either way, one of those three. One of those three things could happen. But it, equally, because equal chance on all of them. So that's what I'm saying, that there's not, with the stock like that, it's quite a, I'm well done, everyone that's put in some more money this week at 2.5p, that's fantastic, because it's recovered, and yes, well done. I'm kicking myself because I didn't, obviously, but then at the same time, you look back at the time, and the when it was 2.5p, and it's a ballsy move to probably go to buy, isn't it?
Yeah, well if you look at a chart, right, of Audioboom, you can see it touching just below 0.375, pretty much. It's quite a good support level, just below 4. If it ever dips below 4, it jumps back up. So when it did a jump down to like that 2.75, when it go down to, when it jumped down to low 2.5p, and you can see that's on the RSI on the chart is showing oversold. That means it's below the 20, below the 30 mark, right? And that means, you know, it's been overdone pretty much. And considering nothing's changed apart from they didn't manage to get the figures or the reporting figures, you know, the revenue in on time, then it's, but it's come in since. It's fine. There's always a delay in revenue is all. So basically, quarter one's revenue will be bigger than the entire year.
Yes.
That's not bad, is it? And, no, and you've got deals that he mentioned coming on. So in fact, there's no bad news here at all. Really? Okay, the date's gone. You can't put the money back in that account. That date's gone. So the revenue is coming in. So all he knew was, it was good news. And he expanded on the good news. And we realised, hang on, this is oversold a bit here. Nothing's changed. But the market's overreacted. So that's what it is. And the stock market's like that. It's like, you say, is the market, you know, efficient in some way? Sometimes, and no, when you hear about overbought, oversold, that's where there's chances to make money. When something is oversold, it can bounce. It may be temporarily in certain stocks, like you heard about dead cat bounce. People sometimes will jump into a stock if it's been oversold.
Yeah.
See Glencore a while back when it really had a hammering, for a big stock, it took 25% in one day, I think. And then it went down to 80p, bounced all the way back up to £1 within a day, and I was grinding back down. So that bounce there, when something's oversold, it's a violent reaction backwards. So, and you know, the stock deserved to be where it was trending, I think. And
but my point
what?
About...
No! Have we closed the book on this one?
Yeah.
Go on.
But... No, it's just I'm trying to learn for the future. So when that happens,
learn for the future. Buy at 2.5p.
Right, okay.
There we go. Yeah. That's some advice for you there. Take that.
Now, where's the
price going to go now before Christmas?
Are you asking me now?
Yeah, no. Yes. Go on.
Where's it now, Justin?
Where's it now, Justin? 4.5.
4.125.
4.125. It is going to drop back down to 3.4.
Right.
You could buy there if you want. It will go back up again, so you could obviously then resell and make it.
Is that on Monday?
Around about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
All right. Listen, I think it will pull back a little bit because it's up 17% on Friday, up 10%. So it's back what it was, pretty much. But it may pull back. It may go up again. You never know. You know, 3 days on a bounce off that bounce. So here we are. There we are. Right. You know.
I don't know.
But it's
pretty hard to sort of, well, that is trading, isn't it? That's day trading, really. You're just playing
No, but all you can do, I mean, listen, if you look on, traditional valuations of a stock, right, it's still overvalued as yet. But we're talking about a new tech sort of age business here, which are always highly rated. When you are one of the leaders in your field, then you can, that'll happen, you know. Like Rightmove, for example, you know, it's like 30, 40 times earnings, you know, a PE of 30 or 40, something like that. What's ASOS, for example, one of the first online, you know, clothes retailers, a PE of about 50, 60, ridiculous amount. But that's because they've got no, you know, when you first move like Rightmove, there's no other major competitor in the market. You know, you're the man. You're the leader. I'm the leader. No, but don't sing that.
No, don't sing that.
A very inappropriate song.
Yeah. Apologise.
Yeah. You think maybe it should. And also now, if you look at the revenues, there are exponentially growing, you know. They will grow, I think, massively over this next year. And they reckon, 2.5 million revenue this year, 2016. I think now he's being a bit conservative. because he's worried about, because why that did drop as well is because, like I said, below expectations. They did say we're going to hit, you know, 500,000 revenue this year, the last 2 months of the year, the biggest months, and they missed it. So when you should always under promise, over deliver. Rather than over promise and under deliver, because that's the best way of doing it, you know. But so I think he's being a bit conservative. But in his defence, you know, Rob did say the sales agency in America, where they sell the infantry through, did tell them that it would be on, you know, booked in. The revenue would be booked in before the financial year end, and it wasn't. So there we are. There you go. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Steve, what have you learned about investing this year?
What? Put it in when the share price is lower.
Put what in?
This is
money.
Oh, sorry.
That's it. You should write a book, Steve.
Yeah, that's my main learn this week. I bought a few
shares.
Start
with a leaflet.
Yeah, I bought a few shares when they were like higher, now they're lower. So I'm a little bit disappointed by that. So I've learned my mistakes there. So I'll buy at low prices next time.
Yeah, wait until it's low. That's right.
Yeah. No, in all seriousness, that was a serious one. I will buy one for
that. Yeah, I was going to say, that wasn't serious again, exactly. No, yeah, but the thing is, isn't it odd, right, Steve? That basic cliche philosophy of buy low, sell high. We all know that. Even if, you know, if everyone makes a joke of it, you're buy, sell, you know, and buy that. And that's one of the hardest things to do. But it's such a simple thing, and you realise we're carried away. If you can buy low, what is low? It's relative, isn't it? You know, what is low? Mm-mm.
I think because when I first went into it, I was quite excited, so I was trying to buy. I pretty much spent all my money, blew my load in like one big chuff, and
you blew your load in one big chuff.
Yeah, so
again,
that's
the second page of the book.
I think when I recover from where
blowing your load in one big chuff.
Yeah, when I've reloaded. I'm going to keep some money aside for these little times when good opportunities arise, because at the moment I don't have anything, so when I could invest something, I don't actually have any money, so
that is a problem. I knew guys that were selling at a boom today when it was 28% up at one point, and I think it ended up 17% up on that. Where is it? Does anyone know the price? It was up boom 17.9% on the Friday, and it was 28%. Some guys sold out a little bit and said, "Turn some money, get some money out of there, keep some money in." Then, because obviously that is a bit of a spike, and so you know you can rebuy in then. And part of me thinks, you know what? If you select the right stock with a bit of volatility, you can trade and live, make money off one stock in your life.
That's what yes.
I think. If you get a relatively volatile penny stock, you know,
yes.
You know the fundamentals and you got cash value there, you know that, you know, the balance sheets are fine, then you can trade that. You can do that. Why not?
Yes, you can do that. You can't rely on that as an income source, really, can you?
Depends how much money you do. Depends on how much money you're making. Because it's like, you know, it's like, you can have a shave without looking in a mirror, you know?
Right, what?
Well, it's possible. What I'm saying is, you know the shape of your face, you know? When you know something, like, how often do you look at the back of your hand?
45 times a day.
3 times a week.
Just to check the back of your hand. Just to make sure I recognise the back of my hand. So when someone said, "Do you know it like the back of your hand?" I think I'll be confident saying, yes, I do know the back of my hand, actually. I look at it a lot.
How many people listening to this are now looking at the back of their hands?
Yeah, look at the back of your hands.
There you go.
Did you notice that mark there? Now, what I'm saying is, when you know a chart and the price action of a certain company, and they're like individual people. They have their own, you know, price
personalities.
Action. Yeah, they have their price action personality, and you can see charts, and you see support levels. When you know it, when you know something's gone to that level here, and you know about the financial, you know, makings of the company, the deals coming on board, and you're that confident, you know, that's when I think you can really pile in and come out a little. In you go, out you come, in you then, go, chuff your load,
Then buy a mirror to do your shaving.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what the analogy?
Do you remember somebody once said you don't need a mirror, all you need to do is stand close to a wall?
Right.
Have you ever heard of this? Stand like you would stand looking at a mirror. How close to it? Stand close to a wall, and just look at the wall and shave. And it's the same kind of thing. You know exactly the shape of your face. You don't really need a mirror.
Shut up.
I've heard that. Try it.
Yeah, but you can't. Yeah, but you wouldn't know. You miss a bit. wouldn't you?
Why?
That's the purpose of the mirror is just, isn't it? Surely, just check where you've. Where you are shaving.
Just why you always look a mess.
Yeah. You're shaving in front of a wall.
Tufts of hair sticking out your face. Yeah.
This is why you nearly left your house the other day with ketchup all over your face.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
That's not shaving. I don't shave with ketchup, do I? That's funny. Why is it shaving from white? Why would it be nice with red or blue? Or, you know?
Well, you wouldn't know you cut yourself if it was red, would you?
Good point. Okay, then. Pink.
Similar.
Okay. Green.
What about aliens when they shave? They get confused with blood.
So.
Aliens don't shave, do they? They got no hair.
Which ones?
Well, the green ones.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, let's go back to Stop and Shares because.
All right. Yeah.
So, anything else happened this week? Who else have on? Yeah, Market Maker came on.
Yes.
Let's. I don't know how many trading days now at the end of the year because there's Monday.
Three?
Is there? No, two and a half, isn't it?
Is it?
Monday, right. Tuesday. When's it? Christmas Eve?
Thursday.
Oh, okay. So three and a half. Christmas Eve is a half day, I think.
Yeah.
Or is it full day? Right. London Stock Exchange. I know the opening hours. Of the London Stock Exchange,
right?
No idea. But it'd be nice to see a nice cracking rally this
yeah.
Year, isn't it?
You know, just claw back some of those losses. No, absolutely.
But Advanced Oncotherapy didn't well as well.
I was just about to say that. Yes, and you had Alan Green on talking about them earlier in the week. And you know they're a good company, aren't they? I was thinking about that today. I was going, I should probably focus on companies I've researched that I know about. That I believe in, and
as opposed to what?
Well, you know, going off from penny stocks, having a little pump here and there, which is you know fun, but a bit silly. Whereas these companies that, you sort of believe in, and you see, you know, they've actually got a story, haven't they? They've got something that potentially could because they came way down this week, didn't they? The price. I don't know why that.
I know. There's a guy on Twitter as well talking about them saying, what's happening to the price here? What's happening to the price? And just lack of news flow, essentially. And then you got a couple of buyers, I think, from directors coming in, buying
directors.
Some stock, a big chunk. And so on Friday, this is my best three performing stocks, was Atlas Developments, up 17.6%. Mm. Audioboom, top performer on Friday, 17.9%. And Advanced Oncotherapy, up 14.9%.
Yep.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, very nice.
Independent Resources, up 4.3%. New Oil and Gas, up by 4.2%. Paragon Entertainment down 4.1% since I mentioned those in my blog post. People have been selling those. Strat Aero's come back a bit. I bought Strat Aero as well and Paragon Entertainment together at the same time pretty much. And they've come back a little bit, you know, so in my portfolio.
Mm.
How's your portfolio doing, Steve?
Mine's terrible.
Is it?
Do you say Atlas has got it? Mine hasn't got it.
No, yours wouldn't. No, I've got I got a special version.
Yeah,
mine's a Crazy Friday version. On Friday, Steve. Pete, what are you looking at?
What?
Are you holding your computer upside down again?
What do you mean? What am I looking at? How do you know what I'm looking at?
he's trying to shave at the wall. That's what he's doing. He's looking at the wall.
Steve.
What?
I'm saying, listen, pardon me, Stephen. So why didn't you look at Atlas Development now? You said they didn't go up. What are you looking at?
Atlas Development.
Yeah, but why are you not saying it's gone up?
Because mine hasn't.
Of course it has. You're looking at the wrong thing, are you? Are you looking at the wrong thing?
Yeah. Well, I haven't got it right in front of me now, so I don't know offhand, but...
Are you relying on your memory?
Yeah.
Of all things, Steve Martin's memory. I wouldn't rely on that, Steve.
So did it go up like late this afternoon? Because I haven't checked on this afternoon.
Well, on Friday, this is the weekend podcast. Yeah?
This is a weekend.
A couple of days ago, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did, Steve.
Okay.
Double-digit growth. You're all right there, fella.
Mine went up 30%.
They'll have some news out about that, and they'll be fine there. Opening times. I can't see it, really. Just someone type in there. Are you on a computer?
Yes.
London Stock Exchange opening times. Anyway, it's a half week because of, obviously, Christmas. What are you doing for Christmas, lads? Anything nice?
No. You?
Not really.
All the usual.
Where are you going? Don't you see the appearance?
I'm going to see my folks, yeah.
Steve, what are you doing?
Same. Seen Pete's parents.
My parents.
Lovely.
Yeah.
They hate it. But yeah.
How about you, Justin?
I can't get it. 24 hours. It just says, open 24 hours, London Stock Exchange, Friday hours. What do you do? That's not what I want, is it? Christmas. That's it, Christmas. That's it, lovely. Here we go. Business days. That's what I want, guys. Here we go. So, we have Thursday, Christmas Eve. A market's closed, 12:30. That's right. So, it's a short day, Christmas Eve. That's it. 3.5 days. After all that, it is 3.5 days. I can confirm.
Yeah.
We were hanging on tender hooks then, weren't we? So Peter, how about your portfolio? How's it doing?
Well, I was just going to say, more to the point, when does it reopen, the market?
Well, Monday, Boxing Day, 28th, isn't it? Boxing Day.
Well, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Is it? Right, interesting. Yes, I was asking you a question. How's my portfolio doing?
Yeah.
Overall, 13.5% up, but, you know, there's some big losses in there.
That's quite good.
Mm.
That's all right. Isn't it? What are you worried about? I just struck some Coca-Cola. I don't know if we drink fizzy pop. It doesn't really agree with me. But I do beg your pardon there. I couldn't talk. I had wind in my stomach there. It was hurting. But considering what we've been through the last few weeks, having 13% up is not bad, is it?
No, it's not bad.
I mean, you know, if you put your money in a bank account and you come around at the end of the year 13% up, you think, ooh, that's nice, isn't it?
Yes. It's just when it was, I don't know, 25% up or whatever it was before.
Oh, I went to a Christmas party last night with a radio group I work at, and I was boring everyone senseless who would listen to my stocks or shares.
Yeah.
I did meet one guy who was a trader, and we were getting on like a house on fire.
Excellent. Did you sort of grab the mic and turn off the disco and like, right, everybody, let's talk stocks and shares? Or
Peter, can you think of something you've learned this year about investing? I think what you said is real. Get to know a company,
yes,
and just focus on it, and when it hits, you know, if there's a lack of news out there, and just because you put a price alert in there, look at a chart, so draw a little line there on the chart, and that's okay, that's what a support level is. If it gets to that level or drops below that, and there's no change, material change fundamentally, you know, it's just seasonality that's bringing the price down.
Yes.
Buy some more.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, right. There's two examples this week, isn't it? Advanced Oncotherapy and Audio Boom.
Yeah.
Where they both went down, and that's the opportunity. Whereas I'm not doing that, so that's probably what I have learned. Yes.
You say some people will say, you see, they say, oh, you shouldn't average down. Rubbish. Rubbish. Absolute rubbish. What is it? Rubbish.
Rubbish.
Because, you know, that's the nature. The stocks and shares are volatile.
Yeah.
So, listen, oddly, you're better off buying when the price is low than when it's high. You know, that's because the risk and reward is there. That's the way it works out. So if you know of a company, and there are seasonality effects in stocks and shares, we all know. So you just top up. If I hadn't topped up on Audio Boom, I probably would have been like probably, I don't know, 2-3% up. Now 8.7% up. You know, so I'm better off that I topped up. Top up, but only on, you know, if a business is going the wrong way, if they're having bad news, you know, fundamentally, you don't fight that. You know,
no,
that is throwing good money after bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a big difference. But then that's the difficult thing to really know the truth, isn't it? Like, you can sort of say Audio Boom, not to bang on about one stock, but did I mention I didn't buy when it was 2.5p? But, you know, you don't know. On the face of it, okay, it was an overreaction, but then at the same time, you do start to wonder about the future of that company. So is it just the start of more bad news, or is it the start of actually, no, they are going to come good next year, and these profits, the revenues. But
I tell you what, was a horrible looking chart, a spike, and a grind down. And I don't know why I bought up there, 10 pence I bought at. They're now 7.25 pence. That's Hague.
That is
a nasty looking chart. Is it going to get some support there? And also the background of oil, you know, the oil now is hitting the lows it hit in the 2009 crash.
Yes.
You know, when the globe was going to hell in a handcart.
So has Hagen Oil got bad news that then that's brought them down?
No, they just haven't released any news. There's trouble. They're developing, you know, assets in the Far East there. They've got assets around the world. But they haven't said anything. You know, they're very quiet. And that's the kind of stock where, you know, they've got a good management team.
Mm.
Where you should start thinking about topping up if you had to spare cash, you know? Oh, I've just got Whitney Pops on. Beg your pardon. Yeah, but it looks like it could be hitting the support level now. In fact, it spiked pretty much from... Where was that? That one spike was phenomenal. It opened at 6.625 pence, and it closed at 16 pence. That was nice, isn't it? On one day, that was in September 23rd. And that's when you get... you know, when you get... When you get some kind of rise like that, that creates a lot of hot air, heat and emotion and interest. And then people start buying in like crazy. And it supports it for a while. But then obviously after a while, a bit of panic. Oh, it's a spike. We bought a spike. I did buy a spike, didn't I? No, I didn't. I bought £10, did I? Oh, I don't know.
I think I bought 12.
Oh, I bought a bit higher than you then. 13, I think I bought. That's 50% down on that stock. I didn't put it in, thankfully. But you know what? It'll come back. A little bit of news is all I need. Like I said, that previous spike there, you can see a stock sometimes. You can see that, you know, past volatility is a good judge of future volatility. And sometimes it can do that again in a couple of days. It can shoot up like that. So I'm not too worried. They've got the assets. They've got the management team. Just one of the things. So, the trouble is we look at stocks too often, you know?
Mm.
But then if you don't, no, you've got to have the emotional stability not to panic and to buy in when you know something's low and don't panic about it. But so you've got to, you know, if you want to make money, I suppose you've got to be quite active, but not too active that you press the sell button or buy button on every sort of movement, you know.
Yeah. That's the other thing I've learned this year, obviously, is the cyclical nature of it. So that, you know, like you keep saying, in sort of April, May time, it is the whole sell in May and come back on St. Withens Day or whatever it is. What is it?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have some money saved up for this time next year.
Ah, interesting. Well,
Steve, Moneybag Steve, how's that then, Steve? What are you going to be doing? Are you going to save up money?
Well, I'm going to sell in the summer.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That'll be it.
When? What date, Steve?
My little catchphrase is sell in the summer, buy in the winter.
That's a cracker.
That could catch on.
Absolutely, I'll catch on, yeah.
That's chapter 4 of the book.
Yeah. Just a load of random headings. Absolute rubbish.
Just one heading on each page. That's it.
Sell up, buy in the winter. That's it. So you just look at the book and think, are there any words? The words fall out of this book or something.
Yeah. Chapter 5 is
blank. I can't imagine most people taking the book back saying, the words seem to have fallen out of this book. No, that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's all you need.
Quality, not quantity.
But for example, chapter 4 here, sell in the summer, buy in the winter. Yes, that's it. That's all you need. Steve's simple book of stock picking.
Steve's best selling leaflet.
Simple Steve's simple book of socks picking.
They do say less is more.
Yeah, there's another one. Chapter 5, less is more. What does that mean? Because I don't read this book, I don't know what it means. Then the next chapter, more is less. In the winter. What the heck? Yeah. Don't buy when you think it's high, buy when you think it's low. Yeah. I bought when I thought it was high, now I'm buying when I think it's low. That's what I'm doing. If you're buying when you think it's high and I'm buying when it's low,
sell low in the high season. Yeah, wait for the high season. Sell in the low season. Yeah. No, other way around.
Should do that, Steve. I think, do you know what? I think I'm going to open up my portfolio and just, you know, let everyone
to
see
all
what kind of mistakes I'm
mess.
Making. What a mess it is. Yeah.
What a mess. And
write, I think, something in that. And you think that, you just say, you know, be quite transparent and say, yeah, made a mistake there. I lost money. But it's nice, isn't it? No one ever said, in fact, Wheelie Dealer came on. Did he done this week or last week? He diarises every trade he does, you know, and he often sees, you know, he said, oh, that hasn't gone very well. I lost money there, lost money there. I think that's quite nice. Mm. What format does that take? I don't want a long wordy one. What about just a spreadsheet? Yeah, that'd be quite
good. Why don't you do a screen grab?
A PDF.
Go on, Steve.
that's who you want in the book, Steve. Yeah. I've only chapters, a PDF of your blood and portfolio, and this is where you can get to.
a tear out and keep PDF.
Yeah, this is the kind of portfolio size and performance you can achieve if you stick to what I know. And it's like, I've seen bombed out stocks left, right, and centre. It's like red everywhere. Oh my God. That'd be excellent.
Free portfolio for every reader. are there any stocks in your portfolio that you look at and go, yeah, I don't think I'll ever recover?
Yeah, but at the moment, I think that would be BHP Billiton. I make 50% down on that.
Yeah.
And
it's hard to see it recovering, isn't it?
Well, because, like I said, at the moment, they're in a storm. You know, they've got this disaster. They've got the iron ore price and an all-time seven-year low or something ridiculous. And there's no promise that China... There's more bad data from China coming out. This is a private survey. They say the official one is done by the government. And not a completely not worth the paper they're written on. It's like the complete lies. You know, saying
the complete opposite to Steve's book.
Yeah,
yeah. That's worth every penny.
They're expanding by 7%. They're written the Chinese government. They're liars, liars. I had a nice Chinese actually Friday night.
Yeah, you're a big fan of the Chinese.
Yeah, but
they're taking away our money.
But surely, though, you know what I'm saying? Are they lying like this? All the economies around China are suffering. Because obviously their suppliers and all their miners are suffering. It doesn't matter what figure you put out there, it's being felt by the economies, you know? Yeah. So when BHP Billiton are selling less iron ore to China, they don't care what, if the government says, yeah, we've got 7% this year. Very nice. Oh, we're expanding. Oh, yeah. We're going fast. Yeah. Oh, don't you worry about us.
Here is the accents again.
Don't worry about us. We're expanding very fast. We're growing! They're not! They're lying! Oh, you see how fast we're growing! Unbelievable! We can't make enough stuff! We're like everything! We're buying the iron ore, the copper, everything! And they're not! They're telling fibs! That is nuts! On a grand scale, that is bizarre, it's berserk. Yeah. Isn't it, though?
Yes.
How do you think they make up those figures? Do you think they just sit around and say, well, no, we can't say 8%, that's too much. What we say? What are we going to say? What you say? I say 15%. No, you can't say 15%. No.
That's a bit like, that's actually like my local Chinese. They make up the price whenever I go there. It's always different.
They see you coming, Steve.
He's
coming. He comes down the road. He comes down the road.
Usual please. Steve says, usual please. They say, £15.80.
Yeah.
So we 8 quid last week. Oh, yeah, £8, sorry. No, we're expanding. Oh, you see how fast we're building things? We're building houses and apartments. We're doing mega, man. Just put 7% down.
Yeah.
We're still doing it. 7%. Yeah. So why they do that? Anyway, the lies. Listen, have a nice Christmas, lads. That's about it. Steve, Stephen, you went on a date. What happened?
Oh yeah.
We don't want to talk about that.
Oh, yes, we do.
They went all right. Yeah.
Was she as big a liar as the Chinese government?
No.
Was she nice, Steve? Did you get on well?
She was lovely. Yes.
You've not seen her again, though.
Yes.
Hey. Did you expand, Steve? Were you expanding? Or did you get bigger?
Did you invest?
No.
So what happened, Steve? Tell us, you went for a meal. What did you have to eat?
We didn't eat.
You didn't eat? We went for a meal, didn't eat. That sounds like a terrible date.
No. Just a drink.
What drink did you have?
Coke.
What did the lady have?
Soda water.
Really?
It was a non-drinking date.
And you went. Oh, that's very awkward on a first date. So did you chat? Come on, Steve. Tell you what. If it was a hard to drag conversation out of you like it is now, then it couldn't have gone very well. What happened? Did you end up, dipping the work?
No.
Did you kiss her?
No.
Oh.
Did you hold hands?
No.
Heavy petting?
No.
Did you get a handful?
Nope.
Did you goose her on the way out?
Nope.
Did you smack her bum and she went, oi, oi! So what, Steve? So did you get on well enough to say you've both agreed contractually? We've both agreed to see each other again. Have you?
Yes, we've signed up to that.
When's that happening?
Sometime.
Well, share some information, Steve. Mm. I guarantee you didn't listen to average blokes chatting on a podcast with Stockton Shears.
I don't think the people listening to a Stockton Shears podcast want to listen to this.
This is as private as it gets. This is. So what happened then?
We talked.
Uriah! Oh, he didn't have a date. He didn't date anyone. Alright, so you've seen each other again. That's why you're staying quiet. Do you want to sort of jinx it?
Go to the papers with it.
You want to jinx it, Steve, is that right?
That's it, yeah.
Was she attractive?
Is she aware of your burgeoning career as an author?
Is she attractive, Steve?
She's bought the book, yeah.
Steve, was she attractive?
Yeah.
Was she attractive as the picture you saw of her?
Yep.
She wasn't, was she?
Yep.
Did you come along, literally, you know, quite attractive? We saw the picture of her, quite attractive girl there. Did you come along, she was like massive and Chinese.
Got it in for the Chinese today.
I love Chinese.
I love Chinese.
I just think it's ridiculous how the lions are a grand scheme. A fifth of the population are Chinese people. That's probably your girlfriend, Steve. And yet, you know, the economy's huge, but they're lying over the basic figures. You can't do that. We all know you're Ryan.
But she didn't lie over her figure. See what did there?
Steve?
What?
Oh, I tell you what. It's just
why you're not listening?
Yeah, well, this is all sod off for Christmas, shall we?
Yeah, that's it.
When do you see her next, Steve? She's sitting next to me. This is our second date. I'm on the podcast. So come around Friday. I've got to do a podcast, mind. You have to stay quiet in the background, yeah? Or she's doing something. That's why Steve is disconcerted. That's why he's not paying attention. She's stroking Steve's...
under the desk.
Woo-hoo.
Right, I need to go because I need to go to work.
Yeah. Hey, all right. Baby, let's get to work. Okay, then, Steve, have a nice time. When's your next date?
I don't know, yeah?
She's turning you down. She dumped you, isn't she? All right, never mind, Steve.
Right, marvellous. Well, have a great Christmas, guys.
Yes, and you.
You too, guys.
Yeah, have a good one, yeah?
Let's help Santa rallies a bit more, yeah, guys?
Yeah, guys, okay.
Bye-bye, then.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The people on this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about, so please don't buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation, as it's just opinion. Please do your own research.